Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Shorten moves to second. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Van Gilder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Galloway moves to second. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galloway moves to third. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galloway scores. Young moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young scores. Johnston moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber throws to second for one, and McManus throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Johnston scores. Perkins moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Williams is chasing the ball. Miller rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-0 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnston hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shorten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellerbe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnston bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pat Collins pinch hits for Ilum Van Gilder. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.